Hello.
Hello, I got a message to call you.
Hey, Linda, how are you?
I'm doing okay.
Good. We had talked in the past about your house that you might be interested in still selling.
Maybe sometime, I might. It's just the one I talked to her before about like a quick sale.
With that.
Is this the one that I talked to a while back about selling my house like a quick sale where you don't have no.
Correct.
Oh, okay. It depends on what I could get, what I would get out of it, whether I would sell it or not.
Well, what's your time frame looking like?
I got plenty of time.
So you could pretty much sell it whenever you feel like it.
Yeah, that's right.
Okay.
Do you know
Yeah.
about what you would offer for it?
Give me a second here. Let me pull it up if you don't mind.
Okay. I just put a new porch on here. It's 10,000 some dollars.
Oh, yeah? Who installed that?
I had people from Lynchburg or Amherst to put it in.
Okay. Let's see here. And when this transition happens, I mean, where are you gonna, I mean, you're not living in it, are you?
Yeah, I'm living here. I have to find something else.
And tell me, why were you looking in the first place?
I was just going to buy something closer to, like where stores and stuff at, where I'd be closer by. That's all.
So some are still in that same area, kind of.
Well, I would go maybe probably 20 mile away, maybe no farther than that, if that far. If I could find something around, but I'd have to find something before I could sell it.
That is part of, one of the things that we do is, we deal with people that are looking to move and need help with moving. So, I mean, if we were even able to make something work, would you be interested in, letting us assist you with the move?
Yeah, sure.
Kind of making it a, an as is contingent upon, meaning, simultaneous.
Yeah, I would have to have something else before I could even sell it, 'cause I want to know sure I get somewhere to live.
Sure. And obviously, you have to have this one sold before you can go somewhere. So,
That's right.
I
But I
mean,
got to make sure, yeah.
yeah. Well, I mean, what do you know exactly what you were looking to get out of it or hoping to get out of it?
I don't know for sure. It should be pretty good because I know houses go expensive now.
I
And
mean,
I didn't have new floors put in. I done a lot of work here since I've talked to you.
good. Well, I mean, it's on a it's on a couple acres. Are you maintaining the yard?
Yeah, I keep the yard mowed pretty good.
Okay. And where, when you move, what I mean, have you thought about what prices you'd be in or what a monthly payment or budget that you'd want to, pay?
I'm hoping to sell this one for just about enough to buy me something else is what I'm hoping for, because I might be have to borrow a little bit, but I don't want to have to borrow a whole lot. I'm going to be in debt the rest of my life. It just depends on what I can find something for and what I can get out of this one.
Sure. Okay. Well, I mean, it sounds, let me ask you a question. You know, would it make sense for you to do a rent back, you know, if, you know, let's just say we could give you what you wanted or come to terms with something that makes sense for you? I mean, does that even, you know, that way it puts money in your pocket up front. And also, you know, you kind of have some wiggle room so you're able to rent it back. I mean, do you still have a mortgage on this house?
No, it's been paid for. I paid for it when I bought it.
Okay. And, you know, is this house, you know, is it something that you saw yourself forever in, or you just kind of were?
Well, when I got it, I did, but I'm up here, really, all up here now is my sister, and well, my son lives down the road there, but I kind of like to get out where there's more people at and stuff like that. But now, at first I did, because my daughter lived with me and stuff, but that's mostly the reason I like to just get out where it's other people at. But it's nice up here. It really is nice, and the yard looks nice. But I don't know what I would get out of it and what other houses are costing. I know they're expensive.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't care nothing about renting nothing. I want to own whatever I got because I got dogs, and I don't want to rent something on them and tell me that I can't have what my dogs are.
Oh, yeah. I understand the dog. So, I mean, are you on a fixed income?
Yes, I am.
Okay. So you're drawing Social Security?
Yes.
Okay. And about how much do you get with Social Security, just so I can kind of visualize this?
I draw around about $1,200 a month.
So you got a house fully paid for. You got $1,200 a month coming in.
Mm-hmm.
Is that it?
Yeah.
And how's your credit?
It's not real good.
And when you say not real good, what do you mean?
And when I had talked to some other people before, and they said I liked about 20 points of having enough to be able to borrow money like that to get a mortgage.
Okay. Well, I mean, here's the thing. You know, credit is always a challenge, right?
Yes, it is.
Well, we understand that side of things.
Mm-hmm.
You own the house free and clear, right?
Yes, I do.
So, I mean, the only thing that we can really do is, you know, may I ask your age?
66.
66. And you live there alone?
Yes, I do.
Well, you own it free and clear. You're 66. You got dogs. I mean, it seems like the ideal situation for you, to be honest.
Yeah, it ain't buying.
I mean, is it something with the house why you want to move, or is it just a fun idea?
No, it ain't nothing wrong with the house, and it ain't nothing wrong up here. I just, like I said, I like to get where it's closer to other people at and where I can see things going on. Up here, all's up here is my sister, and she lives on the hill above me, and I don't get to see her in a whole lot anyway, and that's the honest thing, but It ain't that bad up here.
Right. I mean, with your, I mean, and you said you want to own something, but realistically, with the credit and income, you'd have to rent.
Yeah, I don't want to do that, but I'll keep what I got.
Sure. Well, we'd love to buy your house. I mean, we can, certainly still buy it. And do a rent back if you'd be interested. But I mean, that $1,200, I mean, do you use that pretty much every month?
I pay my bills.
Right.
I have some left, but that's the reason I want to. What I sell it for, I want to. Whatever I buy, I want to be able to cover whatever I get. I don't want to be on. It might be a little bit, not much.
Sure.
I don't want to go from not having no payment a month to have to fork out $500 or $600 or maybe $1,000 a month. I don't want that. I do own my house and I don't have no payment on it. I don't want to go in debt and then have to be paying on some of the rest of my life.
Sure. Well, I mean, I think you're in an ideal situation, and I think you should probably, just stay put, and that's the best thing we can do. We can't buy every house for every person we talk to, and
That's right.
it doesn't always make sense.
Yeah, that's right. But I do appreciate you calling.
Absolutely. I appreciate you. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye bye.